Break out the bedhead. Rise and shine. You're tuned in to a Saturday morning tradition in Arizona. It's Rosie on the house. Good morning, everybody. It is home show weekend in Arizona, starting at the Flagstaff Home Show being conducted this weekend at the NAU Sky Dome. We've got the Scottsdale Home and Garden Show going on at the newly air-conditioned big new building at Westworld out there east of Scottsdale Airport. And we've got the Saba Home and Patio Show, where we are broadcasting live from the Tucson Convention Center. Big turnout this year. Lots of vendors. We have Noelle Kurtz, the home show director. Noelle, congratulations on a sellout.
Thank you.
You just filled every single square inch of this place.
Yeah, we did, and it was funny. We had people calling us even the week before trying to get into the show, and I said, I'm sorry, we're sold out. We don't have any more space for you.
It sure is a good song to be singing compared to what it was maybe 4 years ago, huh?
Yeah, big difference, because some exhibitors who had done things way in the past, you know, calling a few weeks before, maybe we're remembering those days where they could call and there was plenty of space. And so it's a good thing right now, because it's a good problem to have. It shows that the economy is really improving.
Well, Dave from Saba had a nice write-up in Tucson Lifestyle recently about, you know, the pace is definitely up. We're certainly not back to where we were, but Pima County certainly up a good 50 to 75%. And we've got a little ways to go, but it's great. It was interesting in that article to hear that we only have about 1 year of lot inventory available in Pima County. That's
skinny.
That's really skinny.
Yeah, and actually up where I live, I mean, it is just booming. You see new communities going up. Just every 6 months I see, you know, coming soon. So it's been great.
It feels a lot better right now than it did a couple of years ago, that's for sure. Well, let's talk about the home show. You've got how many vendors here? 300 vendors?
Yeah, we have approximately 300 vendors. We have crafters that are upstairs in the ballroom, predominantly crafters. We have some other exhibitors up there as well. We have then our main exhibit hall floor that has the big crux of the remainder of our exhibitors. And as well, we actually have in the front west lobby, we have a lot of nonprofits there as well.
Okay, and the hours are 10 to 7 today?
Yeah, 10 to 7 today, and tomorrow 10 to 5.
Okay, and free parking for all guests?
Come on in. Free parking's huge, because I know a lot of people are a little nervous to come down to the downtown area because they don't know where to park and what to do, and we want to make that as easy as possible for people to come to the show and not have a reason to avoid it because of where should I park and how much is it going to cost. So you just come on into the TCC. We have free parking for all of our attendees.
You know, one of the best things about the Saba Home Show is the food court.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
And I always love it that you put our booth always right next to that barbecue pit.
The staple of it is you wouldn't be a show without that trailer full of that wood smoke and that brisket.
Yeah, it's been a staple here. Barbecues for You has been doing this show for years, and it's funny because you'll have some people who just kind of can't wait for their six-month fix.
Yeah.
And they'll come down for the Barbecues for You, you know, tri-tip. Uh-huh. And usually what they'll do is they'll get lunch here, and then they'll actually buy an entire tri-tip and take it home with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know how many he puts out in the course of a weekend. But, man, that is one operation, and it smells so good. But really, the food court all up and down the line is great. The way you have it outside in little shaded areas, it's awesome.
Yeah, we've got a couple of new ones here this weekend as well, and they seem to be doing great.
So come on down to the Tucson Convention Center. Parking is free. We've got plenty of food and beverages for you. You can get in here, take a half hour, and just take a look over everything. Go sit down, grab a little bite to eat, develop a strategy, get your map out, go see who specifically you want to visit on what particular topic. Kitchen remodeling, sunshades, off the wall I'm looking at down there, the Murphy beds, the more patio shades interior, the Epic Light custom landscaping lighting. It's all right here at the Tucson Convention Center this weekend.
Yes, it is. And actually, you can also come down here if you'd like and adopt a pet with Pima Animal Care.
Tell us about that. How many are they bringing?
Well, they just keep bringing them once they adopt them out. So last show, they adopted out about 30 pets. And we also have one other thing that I do want to say is to support the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona. What we're offering for attendees today is they can get an additional dollar off their admission if they bring a canned good to support the Community Food Bank.
Awesome. Any canned good gets you a dollar off admission.
You
and
betcha.
Adopt a pet. They're not adopting that jaguar from the Santa Rita Mountains, are they?
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, boy, now that would be a story right there. Yeah. Well, Miss Noelle Kurtz, Home Show Director, I know you've got more than plenty to do this weekend. Thanks for taking a couple minutes out and joining
Thank
us on the
much.
Show and inviting everybody in the Pima, Santa Cruz County up to and out to Tucson Convention Center.
You betcha.
All right, Miss Noelle. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
I would not want her cell phone the last 48 hours. That would be an absolute complete meltdown. Well, it is Home Show Weekend in the great state of Arizona. We are taking your calls at 1-888-767-4348. If you've got a project you'd like to try and tackle or you've seen something at the home shows that you'd like to question us about, feel free to give us a ring and we'll visit with you. Let's do our part in making sure you don't make any mistakes. That's a big part of what we try and do is educate you in an entertaining way specifically about Arizona home ownership. You won't hear the Rosie on the House show in California. You won't hear it in Montana. You won't hear it in Wyoming or Idaho unless you're streaming it on the internet. You will only hear Rosie on the House right here in Arizona. It's the only place we've ever built and remodeled. It's the only place we could even closely become considered experts in the trade. So we've got our Rosie partners that are spread throughout the state. We've got our 45 years of building experience in Arizona, and we're here to put it all to work for you. Give us a ring and let us know what your project is for the weekend. 1-888-767-4348. Now I'd like to introduce a special guest and friend, Al Zaragoza from Culligan of Tucson, who we don't generally bring people on air that have a beef with me. But Al, my friend, has a beef with me. Al, thanks for taking time to be here, buddy.
Rosie, it's good to be here. Thank you very much for the invite.
You bet. Always happy.
Now, the only beef
I'm always happy to have you on, man.
The only beef I have with you, is, as Romy was saying, is when we get down there to the food court.
Yeah. We'll arm wrestle over that tri-tip barbecue.
And
huh?
That was the last instruction I got at home today, okay? If I come home this afternoon, I better have the tri-tip in hand.
Amen. Amen. Al, I don't know anybody. I refer people all over the state to you. I don't know very many people that can talk water as thoroughly and completely as you. How can water be so stinking complicated? It's just three atoms.
That's it.
How can it be so complicated?
You know, I was on TV the other day, and they asked basically the same question. And people take the attitude, well, it's only water. It doesn't matter. And that's the reason why we don't understand it, because we look at it as only water. Just like when somebody has a has a 5-gallon jug or a 3-gallon bottle, I'll ask people, how often do you sanitize that bottle? Well, it's only water. I never do. And it's a known fact that if you don't sanitize that bottle properly every 30 days, at the end of 30 days, you're going to have just more bacteria in the bottle than you will in the toilet bowl.
Nice. So, nice.
You know, it gets complicated, but it's complicated because we make it complicated.
All right. And you shot me an email after we did a show about 3 weeks ago with one of our plumbing partners up in Phoenix who mentioned don't allow soft water in your swimming pool.
Right.
You had an issue with that.
Well, I had an issue because, you know, I defend the industry in some cases. Just a real quick story. I did a radio interview. Oh, I'm sorry. I did not do a radio interview. I called in a radio program here locally where there was a governmental official, and she was talking about water in general. And she made the statement. She says, well, let's not be like some of these water companies in town that take 5-gallon bottles and they fill them from a hose directly from their backyard.
Mm-hmm.
So I called in and I asked her, I said, listen, I'm in the industry, but could you name at least one company that does that? Oh my God. You know, later on I talked to the host and she just ran out of there. She could not stand. So, you know, we really have to be careful what we say.
Yeah, absolutely.
This was an issue that I had when I started in this business 18 years ago. And when I used to go back and test water after we put in a water softener, et cetera, And I would find that the cold water at the kitchen tap was hard. People will ask me, well, why? Quite frankly, I didn't know. And I would tell people, I don't know. Until later on, I would talk to plumbers, I would talk to contractors, I would talk to builders. And the typical answer was, we've always done it this way. When it, to me, it wasn't good enough. We've always done it this way. There has to be a reason why. So one day, I get together with a custom home builder here in town. Second generation, his son runs the business. But I was talking to the father when he started back in the mid-40s.
Okay.
And he said, Al, he said, the reason why I did this was back in those days, water softeners used an extreme amount of salt. So in my estimation, he says, in my thinking, at least one person in every household had a green thumb. So I wanted them to use the cold water at the kitchen tap to water their inside plants.
Okay.
Secondly, he said, I thought that I could have an open liability, long-term liability, in the event that somebody was drinking sodium-based water with those amounts of salt, and if they were suffering from hypertension, heart problems,
right,
high blood pressure, et cetera. So then we started talking, and I said, well, I said, you know, most people that have a water softener will have a drinking water system. And if you have a drinking water system, you're going to remove 100% of the sodium in the water, 100% of the potassium, 100% of the water, 100% of the potassium, 100% of the salt. When we talk about swimming pools, absolutely, you never want to put soft water in a brand new swimming pool.
Okay, and we're going to get into more detail on soft waters in swimming pools, because you're not the only one that raised an issue with me when I had that plumber on. My swimming pool professionals called me and said, I'd had softened water in my swimming pool for 20 years.
Absolutely.
So we're going to talk about that and a whole lot more. Water, it's so simple, but can be so complicated. And we're here to dispel the fear-mongering that is so often a big part of your industry. If you're being talked into water treatment through scare tactics, you're not talking to the right people. I've got Al Zaragoza here, a good friend that has been for about 5 or 6 years ever since y'all joined the Rosie on the House Network. Culligan of Tucson, Al. We'll be back more with you and water right
Thank
after
you.
This.